Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Ty.
Yeah, and a story that you had emailed me about, and I had heard about this. Sam Logan, the legendary Detroit newsman, he was the publisher of the Michigan Chronicle. He died yesterday at the age of 78. He was a pioneer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he absolutely was. I mean, Detroit, Michigan, and America truly lost a man that stood tall for what is right and just with the passing of Sam Logan, the publisher for the Michigan Chronicle, the largest weekly African-American newspaper in Michigan, one of the largest in the country.
He was born in 1933. He was from Louisiana, moved to Detroit with his mother and brother to the Black Bottom neighborhood when he was 14, graduated from Commerce High School and was in the Army, went to the University of Detroit, and he worked in radio and he worked in print. From your perspective, why was the Michigan Chronicle so important? Why is it so important?
Well, first, a lot of it has to do with Sam. His vision, his journalistic integrity transcended politics, gender, race. He had a lifetime commitment to being a voice for the voiceless. He stood up and stood up against people that you would think that he wouldn't. A large African-American newspaper in the city of Detroit, predominantly Democratic. But in 1994, the paper, with Sam's leadership, endorsed John Engler against Howard Wolf. He was running for governor at that time. So he would oftentimes go against the grain and surprise a lot of people.
I thought it was interesting. Not only did he make that endorsement for governor, but he also endorsed L. Brooks Patterson. So here's a Democratic guy, and it's thought to be a Democratic paper, but he always went out of his way to find out who might be the best for whatever part of Michigan he was writing about.
He was, and the thing about Sam is he was just the highest compliment I can give somebody is to say they were a good man. And Sam Logan exemplified being a good man. He was an inspiration to young people, a journalistic trailblazer, and he could blister a politician and business leader when he felt they needed to be taken to the woodshed. You know, I was really proud a number of years ago, probably over a decade ago, when Sam asked me, Mr. Logan asked me, to write for the Michigan Chronicle, and I do so to this day. And his passing at 78 years old is way too young for a good man like Sam Logan, and he will be sorely missed in the city of Detroit and across the state.
In your email, you told me that he was a good man, and he had asked you to write for the Chronicle. Tell me a little bit about that story. I thought it was funny.
Oh, yes. I mean, Sam was, if he could do anything, he could make fun, have fun, and the like. And he said to me one time, he said, Tom, you've been writing for us for a long time now. And he says, you know, with Watkins, it's kind of a lot of black people have that name. And he said, Tom throws people off a little bit. But he said, you know, this is an African-American paper. And I said, sure, Sam. I mean, obviously, I know that. He was laughing at this point. And he says, well, send me a picture. We need a little color for our pages, as he said, with a big belly laugh and just laughing all along. He was a man that truly transcended race, politics, gender. He was looking out for the people of Detroit, doing the right thing. But he was also a person that could bring people together, whether it's the Jewish community, the Muslim community, African-American, suburban, and people in the city of Detroit, the clergy. He was a person that could bring people together to find a common solution, a shared vision, a common agenda to move things forward. And for that reason, it's a true loss that he's passed away.
Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate your time.
Good to be with you, and Happy New Year to you.